Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
On the line, I am going to chat to the principal of King David Victory Park, Andrew Baker, and we are going to have a chat about his spectacular matric results. Anthony Baker, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with me this afternoon.
Hi, Simon. Only a pleasure. Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
So I was thinking about what the Queen of England said a couple of years back about annus horribilis. And I'm thinking you had annus horribilis, but you kind of turned it around, didn't you?
Well, we certainly attempted to. I'm tickled that you used that term because I used that in my school magazine and I referred to it in exactly the same way. So snap, Simon.
No, I mean, let's be real. I think possibly in my lifetime, I can't think of a year where the kids went through the kind of pressures that they have this year. Yet, Andrew, your kids more than coped. They flourished.
Yeah, they did. They did indeed. And I think that factor of all of the challenges that kept coming at the students and the staff last year, because just as we got good at doing one thing, we had to do something else and very quickly. I think all those challenges brought out somehow the very, very best in all of them. The fact that they were well supported by an amazing team of teachers that I'm privileged to work with. Everyone gave that little bit more, and it certainly has paid off in terms of their achievements this year.
Yeah, I don't think that people kind of understand the pressures that the teachers went through this year. I get the kids had massive challenges, but I think not to underrate for one moment the stress and the tension that the teachers had to go through with online learning and the like. And yet yours seem to have performed magnificently, Andrew.
They have. So one of the advantages and one of the things that came through, you know, there's so many learnings that we take away from last year and we continue to use going forward. One of the learnings was that in the senior grades, particularly our 11s and 12s, where the children really start to become very focused on what lies ahead beyond school and how they're going to get there. In the online learning, and we ran a combination of online lessons as well as late afternoon / early evening webinars, the staff report to me that they were able to get through more content in a more efficient way than they normally would have. That by the time we came back, we started bringing the matrix back, what was it, late June, early July, to some live contact lessons. They had really got quite well ahead with their content teaching, that they were able to, in the face-to-face sessions, really focus on honing the skills and the polishing and the rounding off. So the staff say they were in a really good position when we came back to our kind of hybrid model of partially live and partially online teaching.
Okay, now you are allowed today, you are definitely allowed to boast unashamedly. Take us through some of those results.
Thank you, Simon. So we had 71 children write last year. There was a 100% pass rate with a 98.6 bachelor's degree rate in that. One of the stats I love to look at is the fact that just shy of 96% of the children got C's and above for every single subject they wrote, which is amazing. And another one that is really lovely and unique to this group and this year is that 10 of those 71 students got an aggregate of more than 90%, which is truly wonderful. We got 5 onto the IEB commendable list this year, and 1 our Duck Scholar on the outstanding list. So just a really stellar performance with about just shy of 3.5 distinctions per candidate.
We're out of time, Andrew. I know the year that you've been through, you must be sitting back feeling very, very good about yourself, your school, your teachers and your pupils.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier, to be honest. We had, because of the late release this year, we had such an amazing turnout of students on Friday to come to the campus to personally collect their results, and it was really wonderful. This group has been my group that I've seen from grade 8 to matric. My first matric group were 5 years at the school, and it was just wonderful to connect with them all again. So everyone's on a bit of a high, Simon. So thank you.
Understandably, and go and enjoy it. Mazel tov to you, your staff, to everybody. You did superbly, superbly well.
Thank you so much, Simon. All the best to you, and thank you to the listeners as well. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Andrew. That was Andrew Baker, the principal of King David Victory Park, who really turned in some magnificent results.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.